The spotlight's on us. There's a lot of killers coming out there, filled with a lot of lust. To get you in a sexual mood, there's a bunch of club lights blazing. Your body's sweating, but still booking it, smelling amazing with that new perfume on. You got me feeling like Marvin Gaye tonight. Let's get it on, get it on. Hold on, baby. The DJ playing one of our favorite songs. I'm sliding my hand under your dress to keep you through your thongs. I'm picturing us alone in the room with nothing on. I'm looking at your body going up and down.
Today is Thursday, June 23rd. I just wanted to play my friend DC, the musical artist from Boston, Massachusetts. That's my brother right there, my friend. But, you know, I was thinking about, and I'm going to play this clips, as we already heard about that shooting in Buffalo. Honestly, I'm getting really tired of black people dying, getting shot, you know, by these people. I just don't get it. I keep saying this in my videos that, you know, they don't like us. And people say, oh, you know, don't say that. Da, da, da. You're just trying to be a hater and trying to promote violence. And no, proof is in the pudding. Why are more and more black people over the years dying and getting shot, getting killed? Drugs, this and that. So let's play.
10 people were killed when a gunman opened fire. This was at a supermarket in a largely black neighborhood in Buffalo.
I seen the guy go in, army style, bent over, just shooting at people, and I heard him shooting at people, and then I saw three people laying down.
Officials say that Peyton Gendron, a white 18-year-old man, was wearing body armor, military-style clothing, when he pulled up yesterday at the Topps Friendly Market and began shooting. He picked that spot specifically for its demographics, according to officials. They say he drove for more than 200 miles away to carry out the attack in an area that had a significant black population.
He was very heavily armed. He had tactical gear. He had a tactical helmet on. He had a camera that he was live streaming what he was doing.
The suspect was immediately arraigned on first-degree murder charges, and more charges are expected to follow. Federal agencies are now investigating the shooting as a potential hate crime and a case of racially motivated domestic terrorism.
Now, authorities say 11 of the 13 people shot by this white suspect were black. They're reviewing a 180-page manifesto reportedly written by the shooter, where he describes his perceptions about the dwindling size of the white population. CNN's Polo Sandoval is with us from Buffalo right now. Polo, what else have you learned about this shooting thus far?
That's certainly some disturbing details that investigators are basically pouring over in that manifesto that you just mentioned. As for the neighborhood itself, Christy and Boris, the air is certainly heavy with sorrow as this community will be waking up as they continue to mourn the loss of many of their community members. The yellow tape that you see still surrounding the grocery store this morning, it will likely be up for some time, just given the broad nature of this investigation, a very deep nature of this investigation, as authorities were very quickly announced that they will be handling this, at least at the federal level, as racially motivated violence and violent extremism. In fact, just a few hours after that heavily armed and armor-wearing suspect allegedly pulled up to this grocery store, the federal authorities were very quick to say that he was fueled by hate as he got out of this vehicle and then very methodically began to shoot people in this parking lot before he went inside. At the end, 13 people were shot, 10 of them killed, 11 of the victims were Black. So that's certainly something that just paints a clear picture of what happened here, and also speaks to the apparent motivation that investigators are working with right now. In terms of where he came from, we're talking about a three-hour drive southeast of here, close to the Pennsylvania border. I want you to hear directly from Erie County Sheriff John Garcia as he tries to just describe how this investigation is being handled at this point.
This was pure evil. It was straight up racially motivated hate crime from somebody outside of our community, outside of the City of Good Neighbors, as the mayor said, coming into our community and trying to inflict that evil upon us.
That suspect already charged with first-degree murder yesterday afternoon, but as you mentioned a while ago, those charges will likely begin to add up with more charges expected, not to mention that federal component of this investigation. But there's so much evidence to pore over. There's the 180-page manifesto that investigators are looking into that they believe may have been written by that suspect and had been posted online just days before the shooting itself, and also witness statements. Then, of course, what he could potentially tell investigators as well, as we today will seek to learn more about the people, the families affected, including a security guard that tried to actually shoot the suspect. In fact, actually managed to land around, because the suspect was wearing that body armor. That round was ineffective. And that's when the suspect, police say, turned his attention on that security guard and then shot and killed him. In terms of what we also expect, will be more about what state authorities will be doing. I had an opportunity to speak briefly with Attorney General Letitia James yesterday, who says among many different things that they'll be reviewing will be social media platforms, including some of these live streaming platforms, including the one that was used to live stream a portion of that attack. Of course, that company has spoken out, Boris, saying that they are devastated and they took down that live stream only minutes after the violence began.
Hello, Sandoval. We appreciate all of the details. Thank you so much. I want to go to CNN White House reporter Jasmine Wright. Jasmine, always good to see you. I know President Biden has been briefed on the shooting, obviously. What is the response from the White House?
Well, President Biden is mourning the victims of this tragic shooting, but he's also calling for action after he was briefed on Saturday. In a statement released late last night, he said that more needs to be learned about the motivations of this shooting, making way really for a thorough investigation. And he also said, Christy Boris, one thing is clear, and I want to read you this part. He said, a racially motivated hate crime is abhorrent to the very fabric of this nation. Any act of domestic terrorism, including an act of perpetrated in the name of a repugnant white nationalist ideology, is antithetical to everything we stand for in America. Now, the president added that we must do everything in our power to end the hate-fueled domestic terrorism. And in the statement released last night, he also thanked first responders and other law enforcement officials. Now, we will see the president today leaving his home here in Wilmington, heading to Washington, D.C., where he is expected to attend the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial, where he and the First Lady will lay a wreath and also give remarks. Now, I think we can expect the president to tap into that role of consoler-in-chief, really returning to that as this nation mourns this tragic event. Christy, Boris.
Jasmine Wright, traveling with the president in Wilmington, Delaware. Thank you so much. Let's get straight to some expert analysis now with CNN national security analyst Juliet Kayyem. Juliet, always great to have you. Always unfortunate that it's often under these circumstances. CNN has independently obtained this shooter's alleged writings, much of it lifted directly from the darkest corners of the internet, the shooter describing himself as a white supremacist, as an anti-Semite, exposing that fringe conspiracy theory that white people are being systematically replaced in this country. It's very similar to other far-right terrorists that we've seen before. This strikes me as a copycat-type attack. Is that a fair assessment?
It is, and I think I think the manifesto exposes, I think, the limitations of the way we tend to think about these kinds of attacks as sort of lone wolf. What can we learn about him? What motivated him? I think what we see is that there's an entire apparatus of connective tissue connecting these cases, connecting this hate, and supporting essentially the efforts that we saw the hunt. That we saw on Saturday. The manifesto itself is not rambling. We shouldn't think of these people as crazy. It's actually just absorbing the language of hate that we hear in the public space, that we hear in the media space, and in particular, as you note, the white replacement theory of racism, and it matters because a white replacement theory is based on a belief that the pie is limited, the American pie is limited, and that the existence of the other, in this case, African Americans, but we've seen it with Hispanic Americans in the rampage in Texas, the existence of them threatens my ability as the white man to be able to exist in America, and therefore it justifies violence. In other words, it is not just racism, it is a violent racism because you have to rid yourself of these people, and this is the motivation that is leading to what we call violent extremism. This isn't just mere extremism. It is violent extremism because it's justified in their theory of I have to protect my piece of the pie.
And that kind of thinking is echoed often even by some of the most popular hosts on cable news and other similar terrorists, people that we know shot up a mosque in New Zealand, a church in South Carolina. The shooter in his own writing seems to acknowledge that he was radicalized online, just an 18-year-old kid. Walk us through that process of radicalization. Are some people more susceptible to this sort of thing than others?
Oh, certainly. Then one is some people are more susceptible to it because it confirms maybe beliefs that they've had or the beliefs that they've been raised in. And then the way the algorithms work on social media, the way that we get information is that what if we like something, more of that information will come to us over time so that you're just inundated with only that lane of how to view things. So that is essentially what is happening now. Why there's lots of people receiving this though, so why did he become the one who took out and done? But that's the sort of brilliance, I hate to say it, what's happening in terms of white supremacy, in terms of hatred in this country. You can hear political leaders, media leaders, right? They are espousing the same thing, but they're doing it in a way that is relatively generic. And so they have plausible deniability. They didn't know this guy. They didn't tell him to do it. But what they are doing is giving him a network of support. They're giving him, as I wrote yesterday, the herd. He's not a lone wolf. He has his herd. And then why particularly him, we will find out over time.
So what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, people are going to talk. They're going to say whatever they're going to say about this whole situation. But, you know, at the end of the day, this guy, he was a piece of shit for doing what he did. And I don't know why he would even do that, first and foremost. You know, to be killing people. You know what I'm saying? At the first, you know, why? But I keep telling us as black people, you know, we're the hunted. You know, we're not the hunters. We're being hunted. And people say, what are you talking about? You see this shit that's been going on over the years? It's like, you know, they mentioned about that, you know, Dylann Roof guy. Was it 2015 that when he killed those people in the church? White nationalists? You know, white racists? Didn't, you know, you see this guy? you know what I'm saying, another one, you know, shooting black people in Buffalo in a black neighborhood. Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the whole purpose? See, but see, black people, we don't vet people. That's our problem. We're too busy trying to be in everybody's good graces. And again, I'm not hating anybody. I don't hate human beings. I hate behavior, bad behavior of all human beings. I don't care what the fuck they look like. But black people, we don't vet these white people and every other groups of people, because every other groups of people don't like us. And they're not chasing our women as much as, you know, and even if they do have our women, white people, Spanish, Asian, they really don't want them. They just, you know, it's more of an experiment. Oh yeah, you know, let me just experiment with this one. Oh, I have babies with her, you know, let me see what it's like to have a baby with a black woman, or let me date her, and let me have sex, you know. It's all of this. It's experiment. This kid over here, this guy, even though this was over, this was in May sometime, it was like May 14th. This is ridiculous. But no, we don't care. You know what I'm saying? Black people just keep living our lives the way we've been living, you know what I'm saying? Not caring about anything. But yeah, this is what we do. This is the shit that needs to stop. I'm telling you, black people need to understand that, you know, we are not everybody's friends, but we want to be everybody's friends. You know what I mean? People don't want to, you know, people don't want to fuck with us. They just, you know what? They just want to steal from us. And it's like, black people have been so confused. That's when they can get away with the shit they can. That's why they can kill us and manipulate us and give us whatever we want when it comes to these jobs and everything else. Because they know we, you know, we're just going to be like, yes, a boss. Yes, a boss. We'll do whatever you tell us, boss. We do whatever you want to do, because just like in slave days, we do whatever you want to do, bossa. You know what I'm saying? Just like back in the day when, you know, the master, when, you know, you had the house nigga in the house, and the boss, and if the master said, oh, I'm sick. We sick, boss. We sick. We sick. I do whatever you tell, do, bossa. And people are going to say, oh, pull your nigger card, pull your black card, nigga. You don't want to be black. I love being black. I don't like what goes on when it comes to us. I don't like when we fight amongst each other. I don't like stuff like this when black people are getting killed by other groups of people. That's what I don't like. That's what I don't like. That's what pisses me off, is when we have these type of groups of people of all kinds that kill us or disrespect us or use us, because that's what they do. Steal our culture, you know, whatever culture we have in America, steal our hairstyles, you know, steal this, you know, dress, steal our dress, do this, do that. We allow this shit. They're going to keep killing black people because we keep allowing us ourselves to be used and abused. That's why. Because there's no fucking community in this country. With us, but you see, Latinos, I've been speaking this for like 5 years now, 5-6 years. I've been speaking about this for a long time. And you don't see, you know, I don't see the Latinos coming to our rescue. I don't see the Asians coming to our rescue. I don't see the whites now. They can talk about us. They can report us on the news about what happened or how tragic everything is. But at the end of the day, they don't give a fuck about you, black man. But no, we're going to keep hating our black people. Keep calling ourselves niggas and foolish and acting a fool. Go ahead. We're going to keep reporting these type of messages, going to keep having shit on YouTube, and you know what I'm saying? And another thing, too, I want to say this about this YouTube thing. You know, it's so funny how some of these people that have become popular YouTubers sometimes, especially the black ones, they want to beef with each other. Or someone wants to talk shit about this one. It's like, how about everybody on YouTube that is black, that has a big platform, try to come together? Okay, I'm not saying there ain't some that have, they're probably behind the scenes that are doing that, which is great. But don't beef, don't just, because this is what they want. They want us to beef with each other on platforms like this. So they can eventually get us arrested and shut down our sites, and then now we're in prison not seeing our families, because of the fact is, we want to beef. We want to beef with our own. So I tell this to the black man and woman, don't be foolish, don't be dumb. But this is what they try to do to us. This is what we do to ourselves. That's why they can use us and abuse us and do the things that they do to us all the time because we allow it. Do I say this was allowed? Do I just say that this was deserved? Of course not. This shit was despicable. This shit was disgusting. For this white man to try to kill all these black people in the black neighborhood over there in Buffalo, why would you do that, sir? You piece of shit. And I hope whatever, you know what I'm saying? I hope, you know, that you get, you know, thrown underneath the prison, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of your life. 18 years old? Why? 18? My son just turned 18. You know what I'm saying? It's like 18, you don't even know nothing. Look at this. Disgusting. But like I tell black people, this is what I talk about my channel. It's not about hating. It's about when are black people going to learn and start coming together. I've said in many videos, $20 each community out of your pocket times, what's that, 20,000 black people? What's that, over 400,000? 400,000 black people, $400,000 of money that black people can have and try to get our own business and talk, you know what I'm saying? And we all could be working in a business, whatever business that is, and teach each other and get the emotions and the anger and all this hate in your heart that you're dark skin, I'm dark skin, and you know, it's like, this is what they want. And I keep telling folks that look like us, what scares every other group of race is when black people come together and we don't fuck with nobody. That scares people. That scares the whites, the Asians, and Latinos. But that don't happen because we do not care. We're trying to get in everybody's good graces and say, God, you good white man, please help me, white man. Please help me, Asian man. Please help me, Latino man. They don't give a fuck about you, but we keep thinking, you know, we do. Even though I live with a white person right now. And, you know, it's just like, I wish I could have more black people around me that were positive, that were go-getters, that I could meet up with, and we can do this our own and stop worrying about some white man that's going to disrespect you and make money off of you and make money off of these deals that they have. But no, we don't care. But we keep thinking it's all this self-hate. We love self-having. There's so much self-hate in our community. We love it. We love acting like niggas. We love acting like fools. We love acting like dummies. And then you wonder why we don't have shit. Wonder why we don't have shit in our communities. And those that do have shit, oh, he's trying to sell out. He's trying to, you know, get in the white man's good graces. What if he isn't? What if he's just trying to take care of his family? What if this black man from Africa, from Haiti, you know what I'm saying, or from America, trying to just take care of his black family? And that's another thing, too. We don't have as much of the black families like we used to. And again, when I said something about vetting white people, let's say in our churches and our you know, in our groups and stuff like that, you know what I mean? White people shouldn't need to be that in those type of groups because why should they be? What the hell can they do for us? Nothing. But we keep thinking, please, we need your help, we need your assistance. But what? If I was running a black organized group and I saw a white man coming to my group of people, I would have to vet him and say, who sent you? Did the government send you so, you know, you could try to destroy us? Need an ID. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to vet these folks. We don't want to do anything, like I said. You know, we don't care. But like I said, these messages go on deaf ears, and then people can say, oh, he's just a hater, he's a racist. I'm racist. I'm telling you about culture. I'm telling people about no one's chasing us. They're chasing us to kill us. They're chasing us to use us. You know what I'm saying? We're chasing ourselves to destroy ourselves. That's what I'm saying. That's facts. You could just hear this, what was said on, you know, over a month or some change ago. Okay, you hear about this. You hear about the Eric Garner that got choked out, you know, in Staten Island. It's like you hear about stuff like this. You hear the George Floyd that got killed, you know what I'm saying, in 2020. When the officer, Derek Chauvin, was on his neck for almost damn near 9 minutes, they said. Okay? That's not proof enough, white people. That's not proof enough. That's not proof enough, YouTube. No one cares. Keep telling that. But white people are going to keep going on their own lives and saying, oh, well, 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 making my money. That's all they care about. White folks, black folks, that's all we care about. That's all we care about, money. Don't care about helping out. Don't care about none of that. People could say that. They could say, oh, I'm sad that the family, you know, is not going to see that person. Are you going to help? Everybody can make a comment. Are you going to help? Am I going to help? Like I said, man, this shit goes on deaf ears, bro. Black folks, we lost, bro. Lost and done. And, you know, this is our fault that we're dying because, you know what it is? Because I keep saying, because we don't have no unity, we have no community, and we all keep thinking that everybody else is going to help us. And we go to everybody else because we don't trust ourselves and we don't trust each other in the black community. So we hate each other. I don't see Latinos doing that. I don't see the Asians doing that. I live in a city, low mass, mostly Asians out here. And, you know, there's a lot of Latinos. I don't see them hating each other, killing each other. I've seen Latinos stick together in the city. I see the Asians sticking together. Why is that culture? You think they're going to, you know, do something for a black man? Why would they? They're not black. We're not Asian. They don't care about us. They care about this. So I keep telling black folks that this is on deaf ears. We're going to keep trying to beg and beg and beg and beg for a bone all the time from other groups. And other groups don't even want you, me, and they don't care. They only have us working there because they don't want to get sued. And they want to make it look like, yeah, we got black folks. Yeah, look how diverse we are. Look how diverse. We got Latinos. We got whites. We got blacks. We got Asians. See? So now it makes you look like you're the hero when you ain't shit. So this is why I tell folks all the fucking time, pay attention. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to what people say and do. Listen. Because these folks today, they don't like you. They don't like me. They use us. Keep saying that. People can say whatever you want. Hate these messages. Hate my channel. I don't care. Do what you want. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I know what I stand for, and I stand for us as black people trying to get ourselves better. As we heard us say black excellence, when is it going to ever be black excellence? Without selling your soul, you know what I'm saying? Or doing stuff that you don't have to do just so you can get this money, right? Destroying your people, to, you know, through music, through messages, through this, you know what I'm saying, through the church, through everything. That's how they destroy us, through, you know what I mean, through in media. They try to destroy us in all aspects, and we are the dummies that keep destroying ourselves each and every single fucking day. So black folks, white folks, Asian folks, if you like these messages, please subscribe to my channel. If you don't like these messages, that's fine too, you know what I'm saying, because people don't like the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I hope the government's watching this too and hearing my messages, because I know you guys don't want us. I know you guys don't want me to spell out the truth, you know what I'm saying, to what's going on, because you guys don't like when brothers like myself speak the truth, because you know what your agenda is and everybody else's agenda knows. Everybody else knows what their agenda is to try to destroy us. That's the bottom line. So the more we destroy ourselves, the better it is off for everybody else. And then black people be extinct like dinosaurs, even though there's going to still be a mix of pool of African blood in some of these kids. But once they get rid of us, then those people will go to whites and Asians, and then all that African blood eventually will be dead. But feel free to check out my YouTube channel. Type in my name, Russell Mills, RussellMills, May 22nd, 2017. My first video, Why Black People Settle for Less. Please subscribe. Get the channel up. Trying to get more likes. Everybody take care. Peace.